How many guys are members of this quartet?
Yeah.
We're around four.
This is Detroit.
With Oz Newgard.
Yep. Sorry, I'm looking for you guys. I got kind of thrown into trying to go back and forth. By the way, I'm David Zimmerman. I'm a music judge candidate. Right over there is the real deal, Al Fisk. But I'll be running most of your eval today. Because in this particular part of the cycle, the candidates are kind of expected to do that. So I'll be asking Al probably towards the end to chime in on stuff and help me out a little bit, and we'll hopefully find some cool stuff to work on. What do you say, guys?
Sounds good.
All right. I want to ask you, so you've got Make 'em Laugh, and what was your second song?
I'll forget.
That's what it was. I forgot. Absolutely. These songs, are they songs that you want to keep or songs that you want to...
Great songs. Love what you tell us.
They are new for contest.
Okay.
They're in the show, so we're keeping them at least through February.
Okay, well, good. So these are newer songs, both
brand
of them.
Brand
new songs, so did pretty well for some brand new songs, guys. That's really nice. That's cool. So you'll probably have them for next time, so we could probably work on both of them today if you wanted to, or we could focus on one.
We'll probably
whatever
use
it is.
The spring.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to tell you guys just a little bit about what the music category is before we go on. Even if you've done this for a million years and you know exactly what the music category is all about, I'd still like to practice saying it if you don't mind. The music category, guys, judges the song and the arrangement as you perform it. We're also looking for its suitability to the barbershop style. Is it a barbershop song? You know, if you came in and you started singing Eric Whitaker six-part choral piece, the music category would probably have a little bit of a problem with that. So, but you guys didn't do that. You didn't sing a six-part Eric Whitaker piece, so you sang barbershop, which we very much appreciate. So. I want to kind of get you guys singing right pretty close away, but I want to tell you some things that I heard. One of the strengths that I had about your chorus, I had a good time listening to you guys. You're a fun chorus. You were doing a lot of cool stuff on stage, getting into it. Even if not everybody was like getting into it in the full way, there were certainly a lot of guys really, really focused and into it, and that was making me into it as an audience member, as a candidate judge. I think that it'd be kind of fun with Make 'em Laugh, especially because it's an up tune, and you know there's kind of a tendency for things to get a little choppy, a little bumpy along the way. I'd love to kind of string some of the words together, or think of stringing them together as one word instead of all of these separate words that I have to articulate and I have to get all of them in, right? So thinking about some things as one word and really just kind of smoothing up the sound, I think that's going to get you a good wall, and I'm telling you, clean sound eliminates distractions from the audience, and it just makes for a smoother ride in the music category, for sure, for everybody involved. So, can we start with that, guys? Make 'em Laugh?
Get closer to your sections, because you're not singing as a unit.
Sure.
Well,
Five weeks before every candidate.
Sure.
Listen,
already I'm gonna stop you right there, right? Because the
not together, right?
Yeah.
Somebody jumped me.
And it's not up here, right? It's just one of those things. You gotta be ready right as soon as that pitch blows. Actually, before the pitch blows, you gotta be ready, right?
Except for one guy that is always ready.
It's all right.
Ready? Listen now, on and on and on. If you want to be the star of the stage, there's a secret that will win applause and make you all the rage.
Man, it's from what I heard on stage and what I'm hearing now, and this is almost always how it is, just because you're not on stage and you're not, like, you know, you don't have any anxiety. It's like, oh, it's just, we're just in a room singing. So obviously things, we're not trying as hard, right? But and here's what I mean by that. You're not trying to force anything necessarily into place. Like it's my responsibility to make this chord ring, and I need to do everything I can to get there. Right now, we're just singing, right?
Yeah.
So what I would do is I would encourage you, the way that you just sing in rehearsal, and the way that you produce the sound, hopefully more with just resonance rather than pushing some of the sound out, right? Try and translate and put that onto the stage, follow the plan as best as you can, and you're gonna have some really, really, really good success coming up, guys, because these are new songs, so we can only hope that they're gonna get better, right?
Yeah, right.
and not worse from this point, so, and I don't think they will, I think they're only gonna get better. Guys, wall of sound stuff, so I would love to do this one again. I want you guys to move a little bit, so you can just kinda like watch me, I mean, you're gonna be watching him too, because he's gonna be directing you, but I think one of the things that's just going to really, really help you guys, it's going to help the music by just smoothing things out a little bit, is just moving a little bit and swaying back and forth. So, listen now, one and all, if you want to be the star of the stage, as opposed to, listen now, one and all. We want to get some of those pulses out of there, don't we?
Yeah.
We don't, pulses are it makes things choppy sometimes, and unless you're doing it for like a specific effect, like maybe if you're Stormfront and you're making fun of a certain quartet or something, I mean, but we're not, right?
No,
we're singing a barbershop song, and we want the best wall sound we can get. So let's do it again, guys. Would you mind moving with me this time?
That key.
Yep.
Listen now, listen now, one and all, if you want to be the star of the stage, there's a secret that will win applause and make you all
a ring. So movement, what did you feel? Tell me what you felt, if anything. You can tell me that you felt worse. Whatever it is that you felt, please tell me.
Getting into the song.
So when you moved, you got into the song a little bit more, right? Okay.
But you're not suggesting swaying back and forth.
No. This is an exercise. This is an exercise to just kind of physically.
You move back and forth.
That is okay with you, right? I mean,
sure.
You asked, man. I mean, careful what you ask for.
You answered.
Yeah. Anything else?
It gives you a feel for where the music's going to allow you to let that music flow the way
it flows, and it has motion all the time. We never want in music, for any reason, to just have things stop, right? Because even though we feel like things are moving, like we're singing, sometimes we're actually not putting much forward motion into the song. We're not putting really much motion or evolution or whatever it is you want to call it into these notes to make something happen. And that's something that we want. Yeah?
Well, you flip the sides. Just some small things. Nice, soft, unit sound. We were just discussing this a minute ago. Make sure we sound like one, duetting, unison, whatever it takes. We're getting away from the unit sound we used to have, so we're going to need to get that back in. Tenor splat a couple of times. Keep it smooth, like David said. Be careful of the shtick. When you do the shtick, sometimes the musicality gets hurt by it. Make sure the musicality stays there. The bass solo. Bass is overall, boy, open your mouth, taller. It's a little spread. And I was trying to. I know you have the talent to fix that. Drop your jaw, more air for that bass solo. Moments of greatness, just inconsistent. It's fun. There was a good time. I enjoyed it. Thank you for that. Nice rhythm, nice poise, nice dynamics. Some tuning issues toward the end. Last note, the tenor was under again. Change songs?
Switch songs?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Unless you want to go back to them, I don't care.
No. If you're keeping both of these, hopefully, I mean, you've got, you just heard what Al said, you just heard what I said, you got some concepts to work on. Obviously, it's 15 minutes, so let's give you some stuff to work on in the other one, too.
What?
Did you actually put that in there?
The second song, I just, there are some sync issues, S's, final consonants, watch Steve once in a while. I'm sorry, I jumped ahead. Second song.
I'm glad, no, that's perfectly fine. Let's do it, guys.
Second song.
Sing it. Yeah, second song.
In spite of that key back there.
Tune for me.
But there's just every once in a while there's some sync errors, aren't there?
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a tuning error. And you know, I mean, of course that's a singing thing. I mean, the singing guys would probably work with you more specifically on that, but that's, from a music perspective, that just kind of is like, okay, everything's flowing nicely, and then all of a sudden I'm distracted by something vocally that happens, something, a consonant comes out here, something like that, and we're brought out of the sound. The audience is like, oh okay. I was brought out for just a little bit, and you can't focus entirely on the lyric, right? It's a song like this, which is all about lyrics. It's all about conveying the story. It's all about finding that intense kind of moment to portray to the audience. We don't want anything to distract them from that story, do we? It's kind of like when you're reading a story to a child, you want to make it exciting, you want to, you know, obviously when we read to a child, we don't go, "So, Little Miss Tuffet," you know, you wouldn't say it like that. You would have lots and lots of inflection. So a way to kind of think about maybe singing the beginning lyrically is think about it as if you were telling this to, I don't know what the lyrics are, like, you know, be careful with the way that, so you're, the story that you're telling, you're telling it to a child. Do you know what I'm saying? And how would you say it differently than if you were just saying the story to an adult, right?
It's so hard. It's the first time I had a candidate, and I want him to do his thing, but I'm chomping at the bit to get
back. You should, because we can just
throw, a couple of things in. Perhaps some of the tuning issues may be more of the vowel match and the unit sound, so it's not necessarily out of tune, but I would do some more supporting. Obviously, in balance, we got to support some more. That's what I was trying to do a minute ago by doing this kind of thing. Support symptom. Watch the last note was out of tune. I'm not sure what happened, but what the last note was. So support, unit sounds, some vowel matching, watch deep in the S's.
The tenor had a very long post.
Okay. An energized phrase endings. And you know this, on all balance, we can always do a little more lift at each thing. So maybe Steve can help me out by doing maybe some more of this stuff. Sorry, I did throw something at
you. That's okay.
Now you have 18 things to work on. Go.
Sure. And those of you chewing gum, that's 19.
Yes, yes.
Start with the chorus maybe, or toward the end or something?
Yeah, we can start where we left off.
Chapter of Oakland County back in the day.
Thank you. Great work.
Osmongard came to work with us. I mean, you were,
Pete Peters still working with you when
you won. Yep.
So yeah, he came and worked with us at Wayne. Liked how he blew the pitch pipe.
Oh, yeah? Why not, you know? I mean, you gotta have something. Gotta have something.
Thanks, Al.
Sorry, guys.
Get your stuff, man.
Take your stuff with you. Take your stuff and go
somewhere. Dave, do you know who this is?
Who is this?
Who?
I give golf lessons.
Carl and I golf all summer on Fridays, and don't believe a word he says about how good he is.
Got to be humble about something.
Well, hey guys, how you doing?
Hi, it's good.